So can I see what you wrote? I was kidding. I don't want to, that was a test. I don't want to see what you wrote. That's for you. It's special. I might be able to read a few words of it. Does anybody want to share what some of the experience was like? Either the meditation, the technique there, or the actual writing for the first time in your magic journal. You like it? You not like it? Insights?
After the ninth repetition, I felt, although I was already really relaxed, I felt like I just dropped down to a noticeably deeper trance, if you will, that could be along the lines of what you're referring to, going behind the watcher, in that direction.
That's a good direction. Yeah, that's a great direction to go in. Awesome. Somebody else?
Did nothing for me. I'm kidding. I was incredible. It was.
We're expecting.
I'm just
this.
Playing the role, man. It was incredible.
Wait a minute. It was incredible. You
yeah,
said
it was
that.
Incredible. It was very peaceful. It's a great tool. And what was interesting is when I was writing things down, I started. I didn't reread what I wrote. I just wrote it right. And I glanced back over one of the things I had written, and it was because we can't tell. But it was interesting because. The words I was using, and I wasn't trying to be like wax poetic or anything. I wasn't trying to be intentional with the words. I was using words that were directly tied to the metaphors. It was bizarre. It was like I planned to write it this way, and it was like just came right out. You know, so normally I have to think about things like that. So that was real clearing the thought.
Now, to me, this is my interpretation. It sounds like it's more inspired.
Very.
Yeah, and that's the direction that I want us to come from. So I like hearing that. Somebody else?
I need to practice breathing.
Okay.
I halfway through couldn't do the, you know, all the full thing, and I thought, just relax, Joyce. Just relax. Just, you know. And so I'm going to start practicing breathing to the sevens so that when I do get into a meditative state with my fingers, that it won't be a problem.
Yeah. Well, beautiful. You have plenty of opportunity to practice breathing. Yes. Day and night, yes. Everywhere you go.
Twice I lost count. Yep. Where I was.
I do that a lot.
And I thought, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
And I felt like at the end, I was just coming out of a hypnotic trance. And so it made it very easy to start writing and to actually believe that I was writing this after it had already happened.
Awesome.
For me, thoughts came into my mind as I was meditating, but different than, you know, trying to push them away. They were actually useful thoughts, not just junky thoughts. So I acknowledged them, thanked them, and said, I'll get back to you, you know, later. And then went down deeper and deeper.
Wow.
And had the sense, actually went so deep that I forgot that we were going to do the journaling next, and I was kind of happy in the deep part. But the journaling then came to be something that surprised me of what it was already having it.
Uh-huh.
It was not... You know, if you'd asked me 10 minutes before or whatever.
So yeah, I think you tap into a deeper place.
Yeah.
Hopefully at the whiteboard place.
Right.
Somebody else?
I just counted.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so I couldn't think of anything because I was busy counting.
Well, that's one function of the meditation is it occupies your conscious mind.
Right. Yeah. So, but, of course, the writing was very easy.
Good.
And the feelings came with the writing, the feelings of actually having it and the excitement of that.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't get to the whiteboard.
That's okay. Yeah, we're all striving for that. Somebody else? Comment?
Coming out of the meditation, I was frankly almost amazed how easy the writing come. And my norm is it's usually painful to get started. And I don't know if that's, I'm not sure why that is, but that wasn't the case at all. If I hadn't looked at my writing and realized that I was going so fast that I can't read it, I had to stop. And it really coincided with us coming to a point that it came a convenient time to stop.
Sounds perfect.
I actually went to a different place. The meditation I did get to the most peaceful place I'd ever been. And I did, and it was really neat because we had this finger thing that it acts like an anchor, like people talk about in NLP.
Yeah.
That every time I want to go to that place, I feel like I could go back there
get
with
anchored,
this.
Yeah.
So that was a nice thing to go to that meditation. When I start, I'm usually one of these people that's prolific and write and write and write and write. And I came out of the meditation and I couldn't write. I could help anybody in this room, but if I asked anybody in this room to help me, I couldn't do it. And so what I was writing was for help. And I immediately ran into the stuff that was blocking me that I hadn't been seeing consciously. And so I just sat there for the whole rest of the time and said, thank you, please forgive me, I'm sorry, I love you.
Nice, perfect, perfect. Wow. Look at that, you're getting a round of applause for that one. Another comment?
She mentioned the anchor for NLP. If I recall correctly, it's Elman induction that does the counting backwards of
Dave Elman,
removal of the numbers. I've noticed that similarity. And then also the meditation helped eliminate, scrapped sense of time, and allow myself to go into the future tense looking back.
Okay, I'm taking a deep breath because I'm getting inspired to do something here. No, I'm not going to open this. I know I went towards it. I was thinking about it, but I'm not going to do that.